Well, amen. Praise the Lord for that special as well this morning. If you have your Bibles with you, go ahead and get them out and look with me to the book of Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. And as you found that, if you would, go ahead and stand with me, if you're able to stand, for the reading of the Word of God. As I read, you follow right along with me. Be looking at Matthew chapter 24. I'm going to start reading in verse 4. Read down to verse 14 this morning. The Bible says, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and say, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come." And let's pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow before you this morning, and what a blessing it is to be in church and for what we've already experienced and been blessed by, and thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for preserving your holy word for us that we might know the very mind of God and all that you would have us to understand. And so I pray this morning, God, that as we have opened up your word and we've read this passage, you would now, Lord, give each one insight and understanding into the message that you have for them. You knew who would be here this morning. You know exactly what kind of spiritual needs we have. I pray that you would empower the preaching of thy word once again, that you would use me as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Jesus speaks to his disciples in Matthew chapter 24, the entire chapter here, about the last days. And then also he goes in after what we've read. You'll find that he speaks to them about the seven-year tribulation that will follow the rapture of the church. All of this leading up to the end, when this world will be destroyed. This earth is going to be burned up. That's what the Bible says, that God will destroy this earth through fire. And he promised he would not use the flood anymore, but when this world is totally destroyed, it will be at the end, and it will be by fire. This gives us powerful information as we read this chapter concerning all the things leading up to the end. And there's a lot of different things. We're not going to be going into all the different prophecies and what God has revealed to us, but knowing that God has a design plan, and he has a design plan for every a stage of, if you see, the day of the Lord, or everything that leads up to the very end. And then, of course, a new heaven, a new earth, eternal existence and a place of heaven, glorified by all the different blessings that are to follow. But our text this morning deals with something that is very important, very evident in society today, something that God wants us to be aware of, and that is deception. Deception in the last days is something that the Bible clearly warns believers about. The question here was found, why he gave our text here this morning, in verse 4 down to verse 14, is found in verse 3, when the Bible says, "And he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?" What we read this morning, our text, is his answer to that. And so they're asking him, what are the signs? What's all going to take place? And the first thing that he presents to them, and the answer is found in verse 4, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed, be warned." Make sure that you understand this. Take heed that no man deceive you. One of the most important things that we can do as born-again believers, as we're living in the last days, is not to be deceived. That means there's going to be great deception in the world. As we get closer to the end of days, there's even going to be more and more deception. Take heed not to be deceived. That word deceived is the intentional misleading or beguiling of another. The intentional misleading or beguiling of another. In the book of Ephesians in chapter 11, let me just read to you one verse, verse 3 here, as Paul was writing to the church of Ephesus, he says, "I fear lest by any means, as a serpent beguiled Eve, through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." And that's what Paul's saying. In the latter days, this is what deception is going to try to do. The overall deception is going to try to change your thinking from the simplicity of the cause of Christ or Christianity to something that is very much opposite. That's a powerful statement. I fear lest by any means, and there's a lot of different means of deception, as the serpent beguiled Eve, that's the devil back in the very beginning, if you go back into the book of Genesis and read and see what took place before the fall of man, sin became the nature of man. The serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, and there's a lot of subtlety and deception. So your mind wants to get you blinded to certain things, wants to get you thinking the way that someone else wants you to think. So your mind should be corrupted from the truth or the simplicity that is in and was revealed to us by Jesus Christ. Now, verse 5 down to verse 12 in our text, it reveals in the last days, Satan will have a season of great victories against Christianity. A great victory against Christianity. That's what's going to change. More than anything else in society, there's going to be an apostasy or a falling away of the doctrines of Christ. What Jesus Christ, who was God manifest in flesh, what he came and established some 2,000 years ago, and what we've continued to follow after as an independent fundamental Baptist church since the existence of this church, and but Christians have lived by and followed after, that's going to be the greatest change in the latter days leading up to the end of the world is going to be a change in the mindset of man concerning Christ. Yeah. There's going to be a season of great victories, much like he had some 2,000 years ago when the world witnessed the Son of God hanging upon a cross, being spat upon and crucified. Seemingly a great victory for the devil. But 3 days later, yeah, he might have had a victory, he thought, in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, which was a very sad day for all of the followers of Christ, which was a sad day and even a fearful time when they witnessed that their Messiah was being crucified and actually died on the cross. But that was only a season, a temporary setback. And yet God had a plan for that. And then there was tremendous victory when he resurrected from the grave. There's going to be tremendous victory for the Christian. Let me tell you that. Once we get past the season of deception. Because Jesus Christ will rule and reign in righteousness this earth for 1,000 years. Yeah. But today, what we're going through, one of the most important things that you can do is to take heed that no man deceive you. Even though many will be deceived, you do not have to be. And you will not be if you take heed. Did you see what he said there? Jesus answered and said unto them, he's looking at them, he's looking at us. When we read this, it's Christ teaching us, speaking to us, take heed. If Jesus was standing before you this morning, and you ask him the same question that they ask him, what's all going to take place? What are we going to have to endure? What are we going to have to go through? He would tell you the very same thing. He is telling you the very same thing. Take heed that no man deceive you. There's going to be great deception. There's going to be a season of great deception, but you don't have to be deceived. It's only if you allow yourself to be deceived that he's going to get victory in your life. And you're going to lose sight of the peace and the joy that God has for us even as we go through the trials and tribulations and persecutions of life. It's not of God for any believer to be deceived. I want us to understand and agree upon that. Understand this is what Jesus is trying to get across. This is what he is continuing to speak to us about even today. It is not God's will for any of us to be deceived. God wants you to be able to see things as they truly are. Because the truth will set you free. Yeah. But in order for us not to be deceived, then we cannot allow ourselves, even though there are powers, spiritual powers, that are attempting to do just that, to deceive. We will face battles with two things in our life. Mainly, as we study here, self-deception. All of us, if we're understanding what he said, take heed. If you study the Bible and you understand it, two things that we have to battle not to be deceived. First of all, self-deception. Only you know what's going on inside of your heart. Only you know what's going on inside of your mind. Only you know what kind of doubt or faith you truly have. You're going to battle self-deception. And the second battle is you're going to battle worldly deception. But before you fight the battle with the world and being deceived by the world, you have to fight a battle with yourself, your own thinking, your own mind, self-deception. Those are the battles, but the war is spiritual. If you win the spiritual battle, you will have right thinking and you'll be able to see things as they are. If you win the spiritual battle, you will not be blinded by the world. If you lose that spiritual battle, you will deceive yourself. If you lose that spiritual battle, the war that we're fighting right now, then you will allow the world will get you won over to the way that the world wants you to think. The world deception. The source of deception is revealed in the Bible from the very beginning of time. When the serpent beguiled Eve. That's the serpent beguiled Eve. That's where it all began. And so we find this has been a spiritual war ever since. And we have the very same spiritual enemy that causes the horn to blow to try to distract you. Just making sure that everybody's on the same track. Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what, if you don't believe in spiritual warfare, there's certain things will happen. It's not coincidence to get your mind off of anything that God is trying to reveal to you. Many times I've been in people's house and getting ready to lead them to the Lord, and the phone will ring. Yeah, there's spiritual warfare taking place. But we're going to take heed and not going to let it. Yeah. So the source of deception, the spiritual war, is against the serpent. Yeah. Satan is a liar. And as a liar, he is a deceiver. As a matter of fact, let me just read to you over in the book of John in chapter 8. Write this down because you'll want to go back and look at it. But John chapter 8 and verse 44, the Bible says this. Jesus speaking to his disciples, and he says, or to those Pharisees, and he says, "You are of your father, the devil." It means that they are being used of the devil, and the lust of your fathers ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Wow. Speaking of the devil. The devil is a liar. And there's no truth in him. And he's the one that so many people are deceived by, and they don't even know it. Because they're believing the lies of the devil and how they're living their lives. Over in the book of 1 John, let me read this to you. 1 John chapter 3. And the Bible is our defense. The Bible helps us to see the truth. If you're going to take heed, you're going to take heed by learning the Word of God, understanding the Word of God. Over in the book of 1 John chapter 3, in verse 7 and 8, he says this, "Little children," this is God's children, this is believers, "let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous." That's a simplicity of Christ. Amen. Even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He is going to bring to us understanding. He's going to bring to us truth. He's going to bring to us that which is honest. Because the devil is everything opposite that. And that's the war. That's the spiritual warfare that we are engaged in. Satan works through lies and deception. God works through truth and honesty. But we choose who we're going to allow to influence us. I tell married couples all the time in premarital counseling or then counseling afterwards, God works through truth and honesty. If you want to have a marriage that is blessed, then you have to choose to be truthful and honest with each other, no matter what. If you choose to try to use lies or deceptions, even though you might think that you are trying to help that individual and not hurt that individual, but if you work through lies or deception, then the devil is going to work in your relationship. Because God does not work in lies nor deception. God works in truth. Sometimes it's even tough love to be able to tell the truth, but you got to tell the truth because that's choosing to let God have his reign in my life and not the devil having reign in my life. It is never right to lie. It is never right to deceive. It is always right to be truthful. It is always right to be honest because God works through truth and honesty. The devil works through lies and deception. Who do you want to have control of your mind and your relationships? You get to choose. Wow. If we do not choose to be influenced by God, we will believe the lies of the devil. If a person is not around the truths of the Word of God, they're more apt to believe the lies of the devil. Sad to say, but many are living their lives based upon satanic deception, and they don't even realize it. They wonder, why is there no joy? Why is there no peace? Why can't I feel fulfilled? Because you're living a life based on lies and deception, and you don't even see it. So, the war is spiritual, and it's against the devil. Everybody in agreement with me? I understand that's what the Bible tells us. But as we have this war, when it comes to deception, there's two different battles that we fight. The first battle in this war is self-deception. That's why Jesus is looking to every one of his disciples as he's looking at every one of us here individually this morning, and he's saying to you, take heed. Take heed. Let no man deceive you. He's telling me that. He's telling Travis that. He's telling everyone in here individually, because he knows what you're combating right now. If you would be honest with yourself this morning, I wonder how many would say, I think I'm being deceived. There's just something going on in my life that I don't think's right. I think that I might be deceived in how I'm living my life. I think I might be deceived in my thinking. And God's telling you, take heed. You don't have to be deceived. You can know the truth if you want to know the truth. Self-deception. The book of Ephesians in chapter 5. Ephesians in chapter 5. Again, if I go too fast for you going through the scriptures, I want you to write it down because I do want you to go back and study them afterwards. Let God speak to you through His Word. Hopefully, God is going to speak to you through the preaching of His Word. And then you go back and He'll speak to you likewise as you read the Word of God. But self-deception. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 6. Let no man deceive you. It's throughout the Bible. Because it's how Satan works. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. If you are not living righteous life, if you are not living according to the Word of God, then you're going to incur the wrath of God. Don't think any other way. He is not justifying your sin. God will never justify sin or ungodliness. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness when you didn't know any better and you didn't know Jesus Christ and you were living as far as a lost man's thinking would get you to live. For you were sometimes in darkness. But now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Every believer is to walk as a child of God's. Every believer is supposed to look to Jesus Christ and follow His instructions, follow His example. That's what a Christian is all about, somebody that is Christ-like. Over in the book of 1 John, chapter 1, again, goes right along with this very same thought because the first battle is self-deception. John presents it very clearly based on what we find Paul's writing in Ephesians in chapter 5. We find here 1 John chapter 1 verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But so many are accepting that lie, thinking that it's all right to live in sin. Verse 80 says this, if we say that we have no sin, if we don't acknowledge our sin in our lives, if we say that it's acceptable to God, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And if you deceive yourself, listen, and the truth is not in us. We're to walk as children of light. But if we convince ourselves that we can walk in darkness and still have fellowship with God, you have deceived yourself, because that's not true. You've believed the lie of the devil, or you believe the lie of the world, or you believe what you want to believe. And there is self-deception. If we deceive ourselves to think that our sin is not really sin, we have deceived ourselves. Can I say that Satan often dresses up sin to make it acceptable behavior? And we buy into a dressed up sin because we want to live that in our lives. And can I tell you, the old sinful flesh wants to live a sinful life? Every thought that I have is tainted by a sin nature. And if I went off of simply what I want and what I desire, because it's tainted because I have a sinful nature, and all of us are sinners, we would live a life of sin. We would live a life of sin. But we have to take heed. that I am not allowing even myself to blind me to the truth. That's the first battle you're fighting. I must look to God's word if I'm not going to be deceived. There's a lot of Christians today that would love to be able to justify social drinking. And many do. Matter of fact, you can go to some Baptist churches. I just talked to someone looking for membership. Attended a Baptist church where the preacher said it's all right to go ahead and have occasional alcoholic drinks. Well, I've been missing out all along. Because after watching all the television commercials, it seems like everybody's drinking alcohol is having a great time. And they make it look like that's a lifestyle that we could live. And look at the parties and look at how enjoyable they seem to be and how they're smiling. And everything is just going right because alcohol is the social way to fellowship. But that's a lie. Even though maybe it's something that you want to believe and you want to do, and if you're not careful, you will allow yourself to be deceived so that you can do what you want to do. You don't go and ask somebody that's living that kind of lifestyle whether or not you should live that kind of lifestyle. You should go to somebody who knows the Bible, who has determined that they're not going to allow that into their lives, they're not going to associate themselves with that which Satan uses to destroy lives, and ask them, why don't you? Because if I'm not going to do that, even though I want to do that, but if I'm not going to do that, then I have to know the reason why I should not do that. And let them take the Bible and show you what the Bible teaches so that you can base your conviction of alcohol on what the Bible says. Amen. Amen. Because any other way is you're deceiving yourself. If you're drinking alcohol, even if it's on a social, you're deceived yourself. Because you're going opposite what the truth of the Bible teaches. No matter who told you it's all right, no matter who tries to convince you, let us not be deceived. Let no man deceive you. That's what Jesus is getting across to us. I don't want to pay taxes. I really don't. And there's some that don't pay taxes. I want to go to them and ask them, how do you justify not paying taxes? If I don't want to pay taxes, I want to go to somebody that can help me to justify not paying taxes. But if I want the truth, I'm going to go to somebody who knows the law, maybe a tax accountant, and say, why do I have to pay taxes? And they're going to get out the law, and they're going to say, because the law says you do have to, and if you don't pay taxes, the law says this is what is going to happen to you. So then I override my desire not to pay taxes by the fear of going to jail, and I'm going to say, all right, I'm going to pay my taxes. What did I just do? I kept myself from being deceived into thinking I don't have to pay taxes. But I could find people out there that could convince me if I listened to them not to pay taxes because of being a sovereign state on whatever garbage they want to use. But there's people out there that would deceive you in thinking you don't have to. And then what's going to happen? You're going to find yourself in jail and you're going to say, why did I allow that deception into my life? You're going to find yourself an alcoholic. You're going to find your children growing up to be alcoholics. And you're going to ask yourself, why did I allow myself to be deceived? And not only impact my life, but impact my children's lives. Take heed. Let no man deceive you. Your first battle is going to be with self. Self-deception. The next battle in the war of deception is with the world. Jesus said there's going to be false prophets. Back in our text there in Matthew chapter 24, verse 11, many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. False prophets, those who say, listen to me, I have the answers. Not everybody that says, listen to me, I have the answers, have the answers. Can I tell you that Satan, still spiritual warfare, it's the devil that sends Antichrist into the world? God sends prophets of Christ. He sends teachers of Christ. He sends pastors of Christ to reinforce the teachings of Christ, which is Christianity. The devil, on the other hand, sends Antichrist and the philosophies of Antichrist into the world to deceive. The book of Colossians in chapter 2, and I'm almost done here, so stay with me here as I close. In Colossians in chapter 2 and verse 8, beware. Lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. Anyone that's trying to give you a philosophy of life that is not in agreement based upon the words of God is an antichrist. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments or the ways of the world, and not after Christ. How can it get any simpler than that? Everybody with me? That is pretty blunt. And yet we're living in a day and age where there's more deceived than are living by the truths of God. The Bible says over in 2 Timothy in chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 13, but evil men and seducers, evil men want you to think the way they want you to think, and they're going to seduce you into thinking the way they want you to think. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving, and this is what I want you to see here, and being deceived. They're deceiving, but they don't even realize that they're deceived themselves. But he says, but continue thou, believer. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. That's a hallelujah. That's shouting right there. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving. But the Bible says, and being deceived. Deceived people will use their influence to deceive others, thinking that they know the truth. You ever heard of fake news? How many believe those at the fake news truly believe that they're fake and what they're presenting and what they're trying to get the world to think is fake? No, they're bought. I mean, they're hooked. They believe exactly what they're promoting. They believe exactly what their agenda is and what they're getting the world to accept as truth. And their philosophy, even though it's not after the word of God, but it's after the ways of man, the ways of the world. They're actually deceived themselves, and they're using their platform to promote their deception. But they don't see it as deception, because they're not the enemy. The devil's the enemy. The war is against the devil, but we will fight battles with the world and deception. Anyone heard of Hollywood? 'Sickening to see. When something happens on the political realm of things, then you'll watch primetime television, and primetime television is presenting it through real life experiences, only designed to make you think exactly what they want you to think. If you don't see that, then you're blinded yourself, I guarantee you. They're deceived. But they don't know that they're deceived, but they're using their platform for their own agenda. And they're deceiving many because they themselves are deceived. Yeah. Have you ever heard of religion? You can find a church, a so-called church, that believes whatever you want to believe. But is it truth? If it's not from the Bible, it's not truth. They're deceived. Because they're deceived, they're using their platform, even in religion, to deceive others. Have you ever heard of parents? Probably the most sad of all. Because they're deceived. They're raising their children to believe the lies of the devil, and they don't even realize it. I had one girl sitting in my office, made a mess of her life. Went through several different marriages and divorces. She sat across my desk and she said, "My mom raised me to use my looks to get what I wanted in life." Told her to use her physical body and use the looks that God gave her to get whatever she wanted from men, because men were vulnerable to good-looking women. And she bought into that, and that's exactly what led to her demise. That's exactly what led to her failure. 3 different marriages, and her children went the direction of the world. And her parents were thinking they were teaching her right. Being deceived themselves, they were deceiving their own children and how they're raising them to live their lives. You're not raising your children based on the words of God. You're raising them based on lies and deception. It's just as real as that. Take heed. Let no man deceive you. Overcome deception by looking to God for His truth and honesty. Base your life and your influence on Christ. If I could have every head bowed this morning. A much needed lesson that Jesus presented to His disciples, and God has preserved it for us who are living in the last days. Because there's going to be greater deception as we get closer to the end day. But we don't have to be deceived. We don't have to be deceived. Take heed. Father, we bow before you. We thank you for the truth of your word. Thank you for the help that you give us. Thank you for the church, a place where we can assemble and worship you and receive from your word the truths that we have need of. And Lord, I've presented, I believe exactly as you would have me to present this truth, and now it's up to individuals to make decisions based upon your word. They need to know that they're saved. Based upon your word, they need to know that they're living as you would have them to live. Based upon your word, they need to know that they're establishing their relationships based upon your word. Help us. Help us not to be deceived. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.